Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome in on this edition of Gwynn and Chris, minus the Chris, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Kicking things off here from Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, Scraby's in San Diego. Padres begin a three-game set against the Atlanta Braves. They have struggled, obviously. Six game losing streak at this point. And I've been spared from having to hear that the sky is falling because I've been on the road. But, Scraby, I'm sure you can inform me on what it's been like.
Yeah, Chicken Little is running around the streets, and he is screaming to everyone, the sky is falling. Now, I get it. People are a little antsy right now, but we've seen this before, and this is not something that's new. It was a tough way to lose the game yesterday. I understand that, but I kind of went off on a few people yesterday who are saying this team is done and this team has given up. Like, if you think this team has given up, then there's no reason to watch the rest of the season. So that's basically where we're at here in San Diego, Tony.
I think we have to definitely speak to the fact that that is probably the small minority of people.
You're right.
I've been thinking about this a little bit. Like, we do happen to go through this. We happen to have this conversation, it feels like, every year at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, the more I think about it, the more I believe that the majority of people who follow this team actually don't think the sky is falling, right? I think the loudest voices sometimes are the ones we tend to pay attention to. But, listen, they aren't playing well. I don't think there's any question. You can't even argue that, right? They're not playing well. They're not playing their brand of baseball, and whether it's because of confidence or not, it really doesn't matter. What it's because we just all that matters right now is that they're not doing it. It'll be up to them to figure out what it is exactly that's, you know, kind of been the thing that's prevented them from playing that way. And I believe that they will figure it out. It is. I don't have any doubt that they'll figure it out. So, I say all that to say, you know, ultimately, man, we just I know we tend to focus on the sky is falling crowd, but I don't think that's the majority of people.
You know, I did a lot of thinking about this too, Tony, on my drive home yesterday after I re-listened to me screaming about at everyone. And yeah, I do let those loud people
get... We all do.
Okay.
We all do.
All right.
We all do.
We let those loud people get to us, and we will let those loud people get through to us. And sometimes I need to ignore that because this team is a good team. They got beat pretty bad on Wednesday night. Then they come back the next day. Gavin Sheets hits a two-run home run, and then he ties it up again with another two-run home run in the ninth, and then they go into the 11th. Now, I have a question for you about the 11th, but this team is going to be fine. Teams go through this, and I went through, and at the end of the show, I'm going to tell everybody some of the losing streaks that World Series champions have had because this just happens, and it just seems like people, when this happens, some people just go nuts and think that this team is done, fire Shill, all of that. And now it's like, Toddy's sad. So, you know, we need to get him out
Toddy
of the lineup.
Toddy may be sad. You know why he may be sad? Because he's not getting any hits. Baseball's not fun when you're not getting any hits. It's
there
just
you go.
That simple. I don't care what you know, and that you might be able to keep a strong stoic face for a certain amount of time, but at some point it's going to get to you. And then he's going to regroup, and he's not going to look down in the dumps as maybe some of people think he is. That's just how it is. No one likes to struggle, and in his mind, based on how he has started, I could see him being frustrated at times with it. And so so what? He's not smiling and dancing a jig when they have lost six in a row. There's really no reason to be smiling. And
we would be crushing him if he was dancing at 100%, 100%.
And so we'll see. Hopefully today is the day where they can kick it off. I will say the offense finally showed some type of life yesterday.
Yeah,
they showed they got back to at least some of the type of long at bats, grindy at bats. We hadn't seen that in quite some time, it felt like. So I thought that was encouraging. I thought they fought until the end. They just couldn't get the multi runs that generally you kind of need in order to put extra pressure on that team, on the home team in those type of games. Because if you'll score one, I don't know that the pressure is really on them at that point.
Yeah, and I was listening to you and Scan yesterday driving down to Petco Park, and Scan was saying, like, this is the first time we've kind of felt like this team can come back in the last couple games. And so hopefully that swag, like, keeps going. It's not going to get easier, though, Tony, because Ronald Acuna Jr. decided today was the day that he was going to come back and play for the Braves.
Well, listen, Ronald's got to figure it out, too. He's first game back in the big leagues. We'll see how it goes. Listen, the Padres, it don't matter. Honestly, it don't even matter about swag. It don't matter about any of that. It just matters that they can get back to executing in the way they were. And that's from the at-bats into the actual game plan at the plate. You know, things of that nature. I think the pitching's been good. Outside of the bullpen having its issues the other day, starting pitching's been good. They've held leads. They did it yesterday again to get to the extra inning portion, just unable to keep them off the board.
Now let me ask you this, because this was a question yesterday, and I was waiting to get your opinion on it. But the infield was in the bottom of the 11th, one out, man on first and third, Nathan Lucas up. Why do you think the infield was in? Because from my armchair seat over here, it looked like they forced a double play, but because the infield was in, they couldn't get to the ball, and game was over. So what are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts is that Lucas can run. So, the chances of them doubling him up wasn't great. And so they ran it in because they knew if he didn't hit the ball, like, hard at somebody, they weren't going to double him up, and they would have won the game anyway. So they brought the infield in, try to cut down on one of those dribblers, and he hit it in the right spot.
He did. He hit it right where they couldn't get it, and so that was it. But, I think that this team, as we've said for the last 7 minutes, is going to rebound. It's not a big deal. They do have some sort of, thing in Atlanta. They do play well in Atlanta, so that's a good thing going for them, at least in my mind. I'm trying to look for everything, Tony.
You don't need to look for anything. They just the sign that you need to look for is how they competed yesterday. That's these other things, where they playing, who they facing. Yeah, I mean, they might matter, but it probably doesn't. And so it's just really about them going out, and they got to change their fortune by going out and playing the way they need to.
Yeah. Let's go. What's going on with you? How was your flight to Atlanta from Toronto? I looked this up because I wanted to know how far it was, not because I wanted to track you. And it said it was like 2.5 hours. I did not realize that Toronto and Atlanta were that close.
It was not 2.5 hours. It was 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
From Toronto to Atlanta. And it was cool. We went through customs in Toronto, which, I haven't really figured out who decides where we do customs. Do we do it in, because last year we did it from, or 2 years ago when we went to Toronto, we did customs in Detroit when we came in. And so I'd be interested to know what changes that, but it was pretty smooth. We went through like the regular airport. Like it wasn't like a bus to the tarmac to the stairs. Like sometimes it is.
Yeah.
We went through like the actual Toronto airport. Like, so I'm sure the people who were like, there were a few people that were flying regular. They're probably pretty annoyed that they got stuck behind three buses of a baseball team. But
it is what it is.
Yeah. It was pretty smooth.
That's good. Because I want to go to Toronto and go to a game one time because someone told me it was really fun. What's the atmosphere like there for a baseball game?
They got an okay atmosphere in terms of baseball. The city is pretty sweet though. It was cold though. It was rainy, but it's a nice city. But in terms of the baseball atmosphere, I haven't been like blown. It's not like something I'll like think back like, oh man, Toronto's atmosphere was just unbelievable. Like I won't remember it unless somebody brings it up.
That's interesting because someone told me I have to go to a Toronto Blue Jays game
maybe
when I get there.
Maybe that's true when it's like there weren't a lot of people at these games. You know, it wasn't like it was packed to the brim. So maybe like playoff time when they're packing that joint, it's a lot of fun and the atmosphere is right. It was just, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. I only have you for a limited time, so I want to talk about the rule changes in the NFL real quick.
Okay, what you got?
You saw that
I saw everybody back down.
On the tush push?
Yeah.
Well, they needed 24 votes to ban it, and they had 22 votes. So it was closer than people thought, but the tush push is allowed. The Lions withdrew their whole playoff seeding idea because no one was behind that. They are going to be moving the touchback. Like, if you get a touchback off of a kickoff, it's going to go from the 30 to the 35 now. And each team is going to get a chance to possess the ball in overtime. So, like, in the regular season...
Hasn't it always been the
game? Yes, but in the regular season, if they score first, or score a touchdown first, game over, it's like sudden death that way. But now each team has a chance to match each other. So it's not just over when the team that receives the ball.
I thought they changed that already.
They did in the playoffs, but they didn't change it.
That's right. Yeah. It was just the playoffs.
So they have all that stuff. I don't know. People are like freaking out over all of this stuff, and I'm kind of tired of people freaking out, Tony. Isn't that weird that I'm tired of people freaking out?
You need to stop paying attention to it. That's what you need to do.
I'm almost 40, and I'm letting...
Exactly. You're almost 40. You should stop paying attention to what everybody else is doing.
Yeah, I'm almost 40, and I need to start, you know, doing the scraby thing instead of, like, looking at the chat and seeing everybody criticizing me for how I don't know baseball, all that stuff.
I probably should know this, but when's my man Chris coming back? When did we get to see him? Next week?
He is coming back, yes, next week. He's coming back, I believe, on Wednesday, because we have Monday off, and I think his first day back is Wednesday.
All right, bet. All right, let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
97.3 The Fan. We're going to hear from Gavin Sheets here shortly. He's going to be in this break. Tony and I caught up with him a little bit earlier. And Tony, when I asked him in the first segment about the whole thing with how was this trip from Toronto to Atlanta, he failed to mention something about this trip, and he's going to mention it to Gavin Sheets. So I definitely think people should stick around for that because it is worth it. There was something that happened to the Padres players' bus yesterday, and everybody had to, make adjustments. So we'll get to Gavin Sheets in just a couple minutes here. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Islands Restaurants. Big on protein, rich on flavor. The new $10 Islands Restaurants protein bowls are here for a limited time, packed with over 40 grams of protein and stacked with fresh ingredients for the flavors you love, just in a bowl. Find your protein paradise at islandsrestaurants.com. I just wanted to say before we get into Gavin Sheets, yesterday at the blood drive was very, very fun. Had a lot of people come by and say hi. It was definitely for a good cause because they raised a lot, or they collected a lot of blood. And so anybody who went out there and donated their blood, thank you so much for doing that because it's very, very important. And there's another thing that I didn't even get to mention yesterday because we were down at the at Petco Park, but I'm sorry to everyone who was affected by the plane crash that was right around here 2 days ago. That is really scary, and it's really sad. So if you're listening and you were affected by that, I'm very sorry to hear that, and hopefully things get better from here. But that is extremely scary. You never want to wake up hearing about that happening around you. And I know a couple friends that live in the area, and they said that they obviously are okay, but still, not something that you really want to ever hear about a plane crashing into a neighborhood. So apologies and well wishes to everyone out there who went through that. But with that said, we are going to hear from Gavin Sheets. And when we talk to Gavin Sheets, I mean, we're talking to a guy who came off of a game where he had 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. He's the one who put him on the board first and early in the game, second inning, I believe. He's the one who tied up the game with a 2-run home run in the top of the 9th. And this is where I got into it with someone on social media. I wasn't having it yesterday, and I'm not having it anymore. Because I'm trying not to let people bring me down. But I got a DM basically just saying how bad the team is and how they need to trade everyone and how they've given up and how they're just accepting their paychecks and that's all they're really doing out there. If that's what you think, if you think that that's what the Padres players are doing is just accepting paychecks and just counting their money, you can go ahead and think that. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's a dumb that's dumb. It's dumb. These guys are not there just to make money. Yes, it's part of playing professional baseball. But I could tell you that these guys are not done with this season. I could tell you that these guys are feeling the heat of a six-game losing streak right now. And I can also tell you from talking to Gavin Sheets, these guys still believe in themselves. So when you DM me and you think I'm going to be on your side and all this stuff, if you say stuff like this team doesn't care anymore, I may not even respond anymore and block you, because that is the furthest thing from the truth. And I got to start taking control of my DMs. I try to answer everyone. I try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but some people just don't want to listen, number one. And number two, I think people just want the Padres to be bad. It's crazy to hear. It's crazy to say. But there are certain people out there that no matter how well this team does, they're going to find a way to criticize it. And I am taking a stand against doomers. Someone in the chat earlier was saying, this is just a 500 team. Wouldn't be surprised if they're under 500. If you think they're really going to be a 500 team, I would go make a bet on it, because you're going to lose your money. And if they are a 500 team, and we're talking barring injury, if the team that the Padres have right now is the team that finishes the year, they will be over 500. That is a fact in my mind, if there's no major injuries. But if you think that the team that they have right now is going to be an under 500 team, I have no idea what you're looking at here. And yesterday, I got a little too into the weeds with people. And so that's why I'm saying now, I'm not taking it anymore. If the team is playing bad, we're going to talk about it. If the team is playing good, we're going to talk about it. But we're not going to empathize with doomers who think that the season is already over. So now that I've said that, let's get to Gavin Sheets. Let's hear what happened on the team bus. And let's hear from the guy who hit two home runs and drove in five yesterday.
Friar Friday means we get a Padre guest. Joining us here today is Gavin Sheets, Padre DH, first baseman, occasional outfielder. Gavin, how's your day today, my man?
It's been good. How about you guys?
It's going well. I got to start with this because, you know, this is kind of an insider story here. I mean, yesterday on the way from the stadium, on our way to the airport, the team tire blows.
What?
And you guys have to get off of your bus and then come onto what we call the media bus. Have you ever been a part of a situation where the bus tire just blows like that?
No. I'm hoping that's the final thing for us right there. That's just kind of the way things have gone the last six games. So I'm hoping that's it for us. And now we go.
No kidding. I mean, it was kind of funny. We are on the way to the airport. The tire blows, and I think none of us had ever really been in a situation like that. So we all the folks in the media kind of gathered the back of the bus to make room for the entire team to get on. We get to the airport. No big deal. Prior to that, though, Gavin, you had a pretty big day, and obviously it didn't come on the back of a win, but. Swinging the bat well this season. I mean, how have you felt at the plate? What's been going well for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is having confidence in what we're doing in my swing. You know, I'm not tinkering on a day-to-day basis, which I think is huge at the big league level. You know, it's hard enough to compete and battle against these pitchers every single day. But, you know, when you're fighting against yourself and your swing, it makes it even harder. So I think that's been the biggest difference for me this year is just going and being confident. And, you know, obviously you're going to hit your skids where you go ofers and, you know, it's just baseball. Slumps are slumps. But to be confident in your swing and not have to change anything or feel like you need to change anything, I feel like is the biggest difference for me this year.
I thought you had two really impressive swings yesterday on two pitches that were down. And for a guy who stands as tall as you, Is that something in particular, on that pitch in particular, is that something that you've worked on, being able to drive down to that and hit that ball the way you have?
Absolutely, and it's funny because it's kind of the opposite. You know, I've stood up taller so that I can get to that pitch better, so that I can get my legs more and be athletic and kind of make that forward move. Because before, when, you know, I thought that I had to crouch down more, get bend down on my legs more, where actually it was kind of the opposite. I had to get there easier. So by standing up, it's helped me get to that lower pitch, which, you know, from early in spring training was one of the biggest focuses for us. You know, I'd always handled the pitch up well, but, you know, how can I get to that pitch down, the off speed down? And you know, that was the move we made.
Talking to Gavin Sheets here on 97.3 The Fan, Fryer Friday, Gwynn and Chris. And I have one fun question, and then I got another question. But did you help change the tire on the bus? Was that like something that you tried to do?
No, actually, I will say the transition between buses was a lot quicker than I expected it to be. So for never going through that, but that was pretty impressive how we just kind of hopped on the next one and we were out of there. So, yeah, credit to everybody involved, because that was a smooth transition.
All right, I may be a little obsessed with this, and then I promise you I'll get to a real question, but do you know how to change a tire? If you were driving home and you got a flat, would you be able to do it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Fortunately, my dad taught me how to, so I would be okay with that one.
Okay, perfect.
Gavin, you've been kind of bouncing around a little bit in terms of the DH, first base, occasional left field. I would assume first base is probably your most comfortable spot, but how have you been able to kind of maintain rhythm while DHing and trying to go back and forth at first base?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to get as many practice reps as possible. Obviously, it can be tough no matter what spot it is, just because you're not at the game speed per se at each of those spots. But, you know, just trying to stay as sharp as possible throughout the practice. Obviously, you know, I think DH is my main spot on an everyday basis, but, you know, you got to be able to give guys blows. Like, you know, you got to get Manny off his feet. You got to get Louie off his feet every once in a while. So being able to go out to left field and first base whenever they need me, I feel like is big. But, yeah, for me, it's just getting as many reps in BP and early ground balls as possible. Obviously, you're never going to replicate a game speed, but you always try to with the practice as much as you can.
You got another one. I want to move to the more team element. You guys have struggled a little bit offensively yesterday, showed some life again, and really got back to seeing some of those ABs we saw earlier in the season. I mean, how have you guys been able to kind of to keep your head despite kind of all of a sudden hitting a little bit of a rough patch offensively?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, you just trust the talent in the room. You know, we got way too much talent to panic, especially this early. Obviously, the season's a long season, and, you know, we've had skits where we rattle off 8 in a row wins, and, you know, obviously we're going through a skid right now. But, you know, throughout a long season, you're going to go through these, and the biggest thing is just try to minimize it and get back to playing baseball that we know we can play. I thought yesterday was a great start. Obviously, you know, runners in score position, we wanted to get that off our back. And, you know, we had some good at-bats yesterday with that. But I just feel like the more you think about it and reflect on it, the harder it is. But, yeah, too much talent here to worry about that.
Talking to Gavin Sheets here on 97.3 The Fan for Fryer Friday. And, Gavin, we talked to you in spring training when you were fighting to make the team. You were doing some great things, and now we know you did make the team. But I have to ask what it's like going from a situation, a really tough situation like the White Sox last year, and then to a situation where you have 40,000 plus people on a Tuesday night chanting "Holy Sheets!" Like, what is that like for you?
It's incredible. Obviously, you know, a change of scenery was huge for me. But to get here and be in front of these fans and just experience that's been it's been incredible, rejuvenating to say the least. But you know, this fan base is incredible, and I always, you know, as an away player, you play at Petco, and you're like, man, this place is incredible to play at, and to be on the home side of it and obviously have those chants and everything has been a lot of fun, to say the least.
Gavin, you guys going into this matchup against an Atlanta Braves team that you guys played very early in the season. I don't know that they were playing as well as they are playing right now, and I don't know if you guys were playing as well as you were at that point. In this matchup in particular, what are you looking forward to?
Going to be a bunch of great baseball. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of energy tonight with Acuna coming back, and you know, we understand that. But you know, at the same time, we got three really good pitchers going for us this weekend, and they do as well. So you know, these are playoff like atmospheres, and these are the teams you got to beat down the stretch. And it's going to be an exciting series, I think, for both sides. Two good baseball teams in a great place to play, and I'm looking forward to it.
How when does for you personally you get to the yard? At what point does your prep start in terms of the starting pitcher that you're facing and maybe the guys out of the bullpen that you'll see?
For me, it's the night before. I love to just sit in bed and watch video. You know, I watch video of you know, what they have with their, you know, runners in scoring position. And then I like to watch guys that have done damage off them. I like to see them giving up homers. I like seeing them getting off, giving up doubles. And yeah, I like to just visualize that, being like, all right, these guys can do it. I can do it too. So it's nice to see that stuff. But yeah, I think, you know, the night before you watch, you kind of go through all the checklists and get some good visuals. And then once you get here, it's just about prepping to execute on that day.
I was about to say this. So that frees you up on the actual game day to kind of do really whatever it is you feel like you need to do from that point on, huh?
Yeah, once I get to the ballpark, I like to just stick to my routine. You know, go through my hitting stuff, go through my drills, and then, you know, just go through the day just preparing to execute what you saw the night before, you know, whatever your game plan is for that day. And so that's what I like to do. That way when I show up to the ballpark, I know exactly what I want to get done and get it ready for 7:15 tonight.
Gavin, we certainly appreciate your time, man. Good luck in this three-game set. Keep swinging the bat, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Gavin Sheets, they're on our Friar Friday guests.
Thank you to Gavin Sheets one more time. And isn't that crazy about the bus? I didn't even know, like, obviously things happen with players on the buses, but that's kind of crazy that their tire popped. I don't even know how you change a bus tire, but Gavin Sheets knows how to change his own car's tire, which how many people out there know how to do that? I think that it would surprise you at how many people are not able to change a tire or how many people are not able to drive stick, like a 5-speed manual transmission. I know how to do that. I actually, at one point, my dad was teaching me how to drive stick when I was 16 or 17, and I panicked in the middle of an intersection because I kept stalling the car. And sorry, Dad, but he was yelling at me because we were in the middle of a big intersection. He was like, "You got to get going." And I was like, I'm trying. And then I just got out of the car and made him get into the driver's seat and drive us away. But yeah, it would surprise you how many people are not able to change a tire on a car, which is something that everybody needs to know how to do. Everybody. And McKee says, taught myself how to drive stick. That's pretty good. I don't know that I'd be able to teach myself, but once I got it, once you get it, you get it. It's all good. You're fine. You can figure it out. All right. That was Gavin Sheets. We have about a half hour before Sammy Lev takes over for the pregame show between the Braves and the Padres. It's Nick Pivetta. It's Chris Sale. It's going to be a fun one tonight. And Ronald Acuna Jr. is back for the Braves. There's also one other game that's happening in the National League West. And there's something that's happening for the first time. So I'm going to tell you about that. We're also going to hear from AJ Preller. He was on with the morning show. He has some interesting they asked some interesting questions, and I think everybody wants to hear the answers to those. And then if we have time, I went back in history and I looked at teams that have lost a bunch of games in a row and if they were able to make the playoffs in the World Series. So if we have time, we could do that. But when we get back, AJ Preller was on with Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Final segment for me today, 97.3 The Fan, Gwen and Chris. We have a three-day weekend, actually. You know, everybody does with Memorial Day, and we all know what Memorial Day is all about, so it's not like I'm celebrating Memorial Day, but it is a three-day weekend, so thank you to everybody out there who has served. And I know that I'm going to get some DMs about, that's not what Memorial Day is about. I'm just saying thank you to everyone. That's what I'm doing here. As you could tell, I'm kind of in a, not a bad mood, but I'm in an edgy mood because everybody, it seems like in the world, not in the world, but there's a lot of listeners out there that are like trying to make me seem like I'm some idiot who doesn't see what's right in front of me. And I see what's right in front of me. I see a team that has a winning record that is in the midst of a 6-game losing streak, but also has a ton of games to go. A ton of games to go. There's over 100 games. Again, if you think this team is going to be under 500, go ahead and think this team's going to be under 500. But when you're wrong at the end of the year, I don't want to see you celebrating like you thought they were going to be this great all the time. That's what kind of bothers me. Going into the weekend bothered, which I don't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing, but it is what it is, and that's what's happening right now with me. I do, yes, everybody. I do go through ups and downs just like everybody else. Fernando Tatis Jr. is sad. I want to talk about that for a second because he has said that he has not been feeling his best lately. And I think that is a good thing for Fernando to actually admit because people don't admit that stuff often and it festers and it gets worse and worse and worse. So if Fernando's admitting that he's not feeling 100%, I say that's a good thing, that he's at least speaking out about it, and he's at least trying to do something about it. Everything's going to be fine. I don't know why it seems like every single year I do this job, more and more people get more and more doomish. It's very strange to me. It's very strange to me. So the first, before break, I told you there was going to be a first at Coors Field, and I can't even imagine how excited Dick Monfort is for this game tonight because Aaron Judge is making his first appearance at Coors Field. And I believe if he hits a home run, he's going to hit a home run out of the stadium. That's insane. Can you imagine Aaron Judge being a Rocky for his career and how many home runs that Aaron Judge would be would have each year would be like 70. It would be incredible. So I'm going to be paying attention a little bit more to Aaron Judge playing the Rockies, or the Yankees playing the Rockies, and Aaron Judge when he's up at bat. But it'll be fun. And for the Rockies fans, they don't have much to look forward to this year, so why not give them something like Aaron Judge coming to town to celebrate? I don't mind them buying a ticket in this case. I don't mind fans packing the park to see Aaron Judge, because that's really the only reason you're going to games anymore for Rockies, is going to see who's on the other team. But Aaron Judge, first time ever at Coors Field. This morning on Ben and Woods, by the way, I'm Matt Scraby, filling in for Gwynn and Chris. Chris is on vacation. He'll be back next week. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s in Atlanta listening to Mike Schilt right now, I believe. But the morning show, Ben and Woods, they had AJ Preller on for Friar Friday, and they asked him a lot of interesting questions. And one of those questions was about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s body language. And so the reason I came in with Fernando, no, I guess because I knew AJ Preller was asked about it this morning. And here is what he told the guys this morning about Fernando Tatis's body language.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the difficult part, especially, you know, with baseball. You know, it's kind of getting into the year and the roller coaster and just such a long season. And there's a lot of failure in the game of baseball. So I think, you know, to me, obviously, when you see somebody have a series or a game or an at bat, you know, where, you know, you're used to them playing at a super high level and expect them to play and perform all the time, you know, you're always, you know, kind of, you know, your mind goes to, you know, all kinds of different things, sure, et cetera. But I think I think that's all part of it. I think, you know, with Schilty and the staff, they've done a great job of, you know, just kind of being even keeled and understanding, like, hey, when's the time to really push and when's the time to, you know, to kind of, hey, let these guys and their talent and ability in the process kind of let it play out. And, you know, again, I think, you know, for most of the year, Merrill and Toddy and Manny, the three you just mentioned, they've been outstanding. So, you know, I think from our standpoint, you know, I think the you know, probably the positive of the last, you know, few weeks or so is, you know, those guys aren't going to be like that all year, you know, in terms of, you know, that means usually some good things are about ready to happen. So, you know, and I think it's constantly conversation with the staff and the players. These guys care a ton about how do we get that and how do we kind of get back to that level quickly. You know, but those guys are, you know, I think they're overall, I think, you know, throughout the year, they're in a good place. And, you know, we're in the, you know, to me, like, I think that's where our team is built, with those guys and that crew. And, you know, I think they're going to come back here and start playing some really good ball. And then in terms of Darvish, yeah, he basically got to the point, made the rehab starts, one down in Arizona and one in AAA. Stuff was really good. I mean, he's, you know, throwing the ball 94, 98, I think so. And talking about this, about as good as he's felt from a, you know, sharpness of his pitches, secondary stuff was good. You know, but then the ability to kind of bounce back, he's still kind of describing this feeling of some tightness, you know, like, you know, in the forearm. And then, you know, just kind of coming back where he's able to still play catch. And you know, he's like, yeah, he's still, you know, throwing and playing catch and progressing there, but good. Just getting to the point where he's like, hey, I'm ready to go pitch in a big league game, make 80 pitches, and 5 days later, you know, not put the team at a disadvantage, you know, from a bullpen standpoint or from a pitching rotation standpoint. He hasn't done that.
That goes on for a little bit longer. If you want to hear the full interview, you can go to 973thefansd.com, and you will be able to see it up there. But not my favorite update on you, Darvish, right there. I was even under the impression he may even start in Toronto, but I guess that's been pushed back. Hoping for you, Darvish, to come back at some point soon, because he's been largely missing from this team for the last 2 years. And I know last year he had some personal stuff. And again, I believe that everybody's allowed to handle their personal stuff the way that they want to handle it. But it's the team needs him. They are paying him to pitch. And if he can't pitch because he physically is unable to pitch, that's one thing. But it's not a good thing to have you, Darvish, updates continually kind of kicking the can down the road on when he's going to come back. And I'm not saying AJ Preller's kicking the can. It's up to you, Darvish, and how his arm responds. But that's not my favorite update for you, Darvish. Now, as a part of the Fernando Tatis body language question, I think about it like this, because as you know, I'm in a very emotional person, and I am not afraid to wear my emotions on my sleeve. And when I think, okay, people, even professional athletes, have stuff happen in their lives that may preoccupy their mind for a little bit, but not all of us have to go out there and do it on a field when everyone's watching. So to constantly look at his body like, oh, he's so angry right now, it's, his body language is bad, he just doesn't want to be there, I think we need to be a little bit nicer about that, because everybody handles things in different ways. But he's out there playing. Yes, he's slumping right now. He's not the guy he was in the beginning of the year. I believe he's going to figure that out, and he will be that guy again. But who likes to lose? No one likes to lose. So when you see a bad body language Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe it's because they've lost six in a row. Maybe because he hasn't really hit lately. Those are all things that go through my mind when I see someone who has bad body language on the field. I mean, on the YouTube, I have bad body language sometimes, but it's mostly when I'm like getting at Chris or something in a break. But I think that we're looking for every single reason to put this team down right now. And I don't get it. I don't get it. Now, I was asked a question, or maybe not me, but in the chat the other day, I can't remember who brought it up. There's lots of names in the chat, but I can't remember who brought it up. We're talking about left field. We're talking about who could play left field. And someone asked, can Jake Cronenworth play left field? And I dismissed it, and I said, no, he's never going to play left field. Well, the guys in the morning, Bennett Woods, asked AJ Preller if they have ever thought about putting Jake Cronenworth in left field.
Not really with Crony. I mean, I think with Tatis and, you know, obviously we've done with Toddy and Jackson and, you know, and others. But I think, you know, I think with Crony, again, like for us, the ability to play second base and first base from a defensive standpoint, you know, like just see that as a huge positive and big time value for our group and our team. And, you know, having somebody that thinks the game in the middle of the diamond like that, you know, leads to winning. So I think with Crony, you know, again, it's we've seen some of these infielders have gone to the outfield and played very well. I'm not saying that Crony couldn't do it or anything like that, but I think the value that he brings, you know, in the dirt, you know, just from a defensive standpoint, you know, I think we just, you know, we just feel like that's been something that over the years has never really been, hey, let's run this out to the outfield or anything like that. It's like, yeah, like having a real, you know, plus infielder at second base or at first base, I think it's kind of where our mind's gone. And you know, I think, again, for Shilty and the staff, I think having some consistency in the infield with Crony and Xander up the middle, I think that's where their mind goes in terms of this current roster.
Yeah, I never really thought, and I guess I shouldn't have dismissed it so much because it was something that maybe they thought about, but I've never really thought that putting Jake Cronenworth in the outfield is the best idea. Yeah, they got some infielders that could play for him, but they're not everyday guys. They're like, he's best where he is. And I know that they moved Fernando from shortstop to right field, but that was a great move. They put him in right field. He wins a platinum glove. So it's a good move. I don't know that Jake Cronenworth goes to left field and wins a platinum glove. Why not just let him stay where he is? Why not just let him play the position that he's supposed to be playing, which is either second base or first base, and not worry about what's going on in the outfield, and actually worry about it, but figure out a different solution for it. And as I said to Braden yesterday, the days of Jason Hayward are most likely numbered. He's not contributing to the team to a level where they can continue to hold a roster spot for him. And I wouldn't be surprised if we got news here in the next week or so, maybe 2 weeks, about Jason Hayward being let go, because obviously they're not going to send him down. But here was another thought that I had about Jason Hayward, and it's a total Matt Scraby thought, but Jason Hayward is at the end of his career. And the Padres gave him a chance to come in and see if he could resurrect it a little bit and be someone who can contribute on a daily basis, or at least on a platoon basis. But this might be Jason Hayward's last stop in Major League Baseball. And everybody has their career come to an end. I completely understand that. And it happens, again, to everyone. But what I think is kind of strange about it is how many people just don't think about those things. Like, Jason Hayward is probably looking at the end of his career. So if he can't pick it up soon, he knows the business. He knows that it's about to be time for him if he can't completely turn it around. But I have given Jason Hayward some time in my mind, but at this point, I really do think we're at a point where Jason Hayward either needs to turn it on now, or he needs to, or they're going to have to let him go. That's what I think is going to happen with him. And they're not going to put Jake Cronenworth in left field, just as AJ Preller said. All right, AJ Preller, Benowitz asked him for his initial thoughts on this current losing streak.
Obviously, Braves this weekend, and you know, I think it's ultimately, you know, what we've done over the last few years. It creates expectations, which is a good thing. You know, you want that. You want people to expect the team to play well and do it consistently. And you know, I think our fan base has gotten used to, a team that especially in the first month of the season, you know, played really, really good baseball. It was fun to watch, and obviously over the last week we haven't played up to that level. And now it's a long year, and ultimately now it's about now making some adjustments and getting back to playing the kind of baseball that everybody expects us to play.
It's May 23rd, everyone. It's May 23rd. I'm gonna pull what Chris and Tony pull on me all the time. It's May 23rd. Still have some time. All right, Sam Levin's coming up in a little bit, but I got one more small segment, so you'll hear some more of me screaming about the world on 97.3 The Fan.
High savings with three lines, third line free via monthly bill credits. Plan features and taxes and fees vary. See exclusions and details at tmobile.com/switch.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
We'll be back Tuesday morning after the holiday weekend with tons to talk about, Woods.
How did our Padres do? We will talk to Jesse Agler at 8:35.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
This is Xander Bogaerts.
The Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And the Padres in front.
And Odyssey Sports Station. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
Nevertheless, I think this guy's girlfriend should be allowed to look, not touch.
Chris Ello.
When are you going to realize that I don't listen to you?
And Matt Scraby.
He's got dumps like a charm.
Cisco.
Yeah.
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
All right, I lied. It was the final segment, but now it's really the final segment of Gwen and Chris. Matt Scraby filling in. You hear the clapping of Mr. Sam Levitt. He is getting ready. He has to make sure all of his lights are perfectly on his face. I'm going to turn this camera around for a second. If you're a YouTuber, you see all the lights. You see Sam. He's ready to go. So just know. He's ready for you, and he's probably going to be nicer to you than I've been this entire hour, because it's been rough. It's been rough, Sam.
Why has it been rough?
The Doomers, man.
Well,
I'm letting the Doomers get to me.
Will do that.
Six losses in a row will do that.
In games that were not particularly aesthetically pleasing for the most part.
No, do you think that I like to watch the Padres lose 14-0? No. I don't like to watch the Padres lose 14-0. Does it mean that the season's over? No, it doesn't mean that the season is over.
It's a lot of twists and turns to a 162-game season, as we've learned.
Yes.
Many a times.
Many a times.
Here in San Diego. You mentioned my lights.
Yeah,
just to take people a little behind the curtain here. You're right. I do have a very specific lighting setup for our pre and post game YouTube stream. I actually use multiple lights here in the studio because I got to look good.
Yeah,
I got to show people this moisturized face of mine.
Yes, you know, Sam, recently I have been not using moisturizer on my face, but I've been putting sunscreen that's like made for the face because I'm almost 40, as I've said like 100 times on this show, and I cannot be aging any faster. I got to stay youthful. Got to stay youthful. Anyway, Sam's coming up soon.
Hey, did you do a legal ID?
Yes, I just did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, thanks for checking, and thanks for listening, Sam. Thanks for listening. Here's what I'm going to do to end the show. Here's what I'm going to do. I went through... The Padres are 2-8 in their last 10 games. And I went through some of the teams that made the playoffs, even though they went 2-8 at some point during the season. In 2024, these teams made the playoffs... Even though they lost 8 of 10 at some point in the year. The Royals lost 8 of 10 twice, still made the playoffs in 2024. The Orioles, most overrated team in the history of man, but they still did make the playoffs. The Tigers, Mets, Phillies, and Yankees all lost 8 games out of 10 at some point in the year. In 2023, the Rangers lost 9 straight and won the World Series. The Diamondbacks lost 9 in a row starting August 1st and still went to the World Series. And I forgot that the Marlins were even a wild card team back in 2023, but the Marlins also lost 9 in a row and they were able to capture a wild card berth. And in 2017, the Dodgers won 104 games. But during that, they had a 10-game losing streak at some point during the year, and they went to the World Series. So what I'm trying to say is that just because there's a losing streak happening right now doesn't mean that the season is over. I was trying to find some numbers to prove that, too. The season is not over. And I hope, you know, I hope the Padres go and well, they're already at Atlanta. I hope they win the next 3 games. They come home. They fill Petco Park on Memorial Day. And they just continue to win like they have been. You know, or like they were, I guess, because they haven't. They've lost 6 in a row. I feel like it's going to turn around. Ronald Acuna Jr., scary. But I also think that he needs some time to get it back together at the major league level. He's been out for 362 days, I believe, which is kind of crazy that he tore his ACL last year and he's already back and ready to play. The Braves sent out this. He tore his ACL on May 26, 2024, and he's already back here at the major league level within a year. So he's going to take, it's going to take a little bit of time for him to get back into things. And I think the Padres are facing the Braves at the right time because you don't want to see a hot Ronald Acuna. Also, Padres swept the Braves to start the year. But it's going to be, I think, one of those games where we are looking at 1-1 in the seventh inning. You got Chris Sale. You got Nick Pavetta. And I just got to think that Nick Pavetta knows that this is a very, very important start for him. Every start is important. But this has to turn around. You can't go losing 9 in a row. Now, 9 in a row is a bad thing. But you can survive 6 in a row. It's going to be hard, though, against Chris Sale. That's what I'm saying to everybody out there. All right. Oh, I mistimed things. You know, this is slightly embarrassing, Sam. I mistimed things. I thought my thing was going to start. I thought I was going to hit the post. By the way, I had been calling for the Padres to trade, if we were going to trade for a left fielder. I've been calling for the Padres to trade for Toronto left fielder Nathan Lucas. But I think his price went up in the last couple days. And I the only reason I'm bringing it up is because I don't usually name names that are kind of off the beaten path that have some sort of... possibility to be traded. But after this weekend, I don't know if the Blue Jays are going to do it. I don't know that they're going to pull the trigger. I don't know if the Padres have enough of the prospect capital majorly. I don't think they have any major league players that they want to send back over. So left field is going to be left field. And we're going to all have to deal with it. Right now, during the West Coast Conference Baseball Tournament. It's the bottom of the eighth. The USD Toreros are just crushing Gonzaga right now. 16-4 in the bottom of the eighth. So pay attention to that West Coast Conference Baseball Tournament, because, I don't know, Sam, you can just shake your head yes or no. They don't have like a 15-run rule or anything, do they? You called college baseball.
In college?
There's no run rule.
I don't think so.
Okay, because they're up 16-4. So, why are you looking
at
me?
I think they might, actually.
Oh, well, it's going to happen soon. If it doesn't, I mean, they're up by 12 runs. I'm surprised Brayden's not there, actually.
Is it possible they don't have that in the tournament?
Probably.
I don't know if they do or not. I haven't done college baseball in a few years.
Isn't Alec Jacob a Gonzaga guy?
He is.
I know a couple people from that area, and you can't talk bad about Gonzaga. If you're a Gonzagan, you can't talk bad about Gonzaga, because people get very, very angry. Last question for me, Sam, Chet Holmgren is from Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. So was Adam Morrison. And how did that work out for him? I don't know. Do you know how to change your own tire?
No.
So if you got a flat on the way in, you would not
call
be
AAA.
Able to change it. Okay, I mean, I get that, but you couldn't get out your stuff?
Absolutely not. I don't even have stuff.
I guess you did grow up in New York City, kind of, so you don't really need. That's
crazy.
I have
no idea.
Do you know how to drive a stick?
No.
Okay. All right, everybody. That's it for Matt Scraby this week. Sam Levitt coming up next. He's going to be previewing the Padres and Braves 3-day weekend. I will talk to you on Tuesday. Stay tuned for the Padres pregame show here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.